hey guys, I'm having a pool party over at my house this weekend. Y'all, you know, bring your significant others and come on over. No need to bring suits, you know, it's not that kind of party.
Hey, the only thing we should bring is sexy attitudes.
You know what? I think you've got it exactly right.
I'm going to bring an apprehensive attitude and see if you guys can change my mind. You
know, oh, yes.
A little bit of tension could be interesting. I'll bring the handcuffs.
Okay. Yes.
Fear is the greatest aphrodisiac.
Although this is a scenario where I was sure Ashley was going to jump in first, but now she's like, no, I'm just too horrified at the thought of this being a real thing.
No. I'm like trying to figure out where I would fit into this adult situation. There's only one of me.
You mean, well, like I said, bring your significant other.
Oh, okay. Now that makes perfect... Oh, they're going to bring theirs, too.
This is... Okay,
apparently. Or some.
You know, he's a dude, right? That doesn't change the...
I'm apparently going to have to put my dick in the mashed potatoes. So,
okay, well, yeah. I mean, I was just going through the mental geometry in my head, and I'm not saying no. I'm just saying that, like, I need to, like, calisthenics. I need to, like... This is the kind of thing I have to prepare for mentally, physically.
Understood.
Well, yeah, we'll see... We all need an Isaac for the party, and I was thinking you could fill that role, you know, shooting finger guns and filling up everybody's drink order.
All I'm saying is,
it's like, I don't know what that means. I've lost touch with the kids.
All I'm saying is, please don't everybody just bring chips.
Oh, I'm coming to this part of the only way I come to a
unless
party, with a bottle of whiskey.
Unless it's a young Eric Estrada.
Oh,
no,
gosh. Just kidding. I had to make that
joke. I could listen to him try to purr all day. That was delightful.
It's impossible. Anyone
there
has
you
tried
go.
For hours on end, it's me. I'm like, do it again, monkey. Do it again. Okay.
Just to be clear, monkey is the name of a cat.
Yes. No, they
in my mind, Chris, he's like got a cigarette hanging out of his cat mouth. Yeah. He slaps you again, bitch, again.
Again, right?
You're like,
get up, you bum.
He's like, that's not my tempo.
Yeah. Am I dragging or rushing?
Anyway, we are here to review The Overnight, a new sort of sex comedy.
It's sexy.
Sort of.
Sexy.
Mark and Jay Duplass, starring Adam Scott and Taylor Schilling as a young couple that have just moved to California. And they're, you know, even they've got their one son and they're commenting, you know, we don't know anyone out here. What are we going to do? And you know, lo and behold, they meet right off the bat the very friendly Jason Schwartzman as Kurt at the playground. He's like, you know what, you guys, come on over, bring your kid over, we'll have a play date and a dinner with you guys and me and my wife, and it'll be nice. But everything is not necessarily how it seems at first to the somewhat naive.
It got weird.
Seattle hipster versus California hipster, two very different hipsters.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm Chris.
Michael.
Ashley.
And I'm Joe.
Oh, no. See, it got weirder.
Yeah.
Didn't it? It's like...
Let's go ahead and just...
Why are the lights
drop
turning?
The lights. Let's start some music, and let's get strange.
Guys, we talked about this in rehearsal. I said no.
So we are taking our pants off, though, right?
I mean, yeah.
I can't review with my pants on.
That's why I always lay down
yeah,
paper.
Why would we break decorum now?
Okay. All right. Just making sure. There you go. My boys need room to breathe.
We're still talking about your cats, right?
Of course we are.
Okay.
What the hell do you think we were talking about? I have to take their adorable little pants off when I come home. Oh, monkey, you feel better, don't you? Anyway.
If they had little cat pants, that would be really cute.
It would be really cute, but they would rip them off within seconds.
Oh, my God, they'd hate it. They'd back
wait,
up
wait,
the
so
way
this,
the cats do.
This isn't the Magic Mike review, is it?
No. We should save the tiny monkey pants for the Magic Mike XXL review.
Yeah, fair. Week. I'll see you guys Thursday.
You know, I genuinely liked this film, and I can kind of sum it up really simply. There's a lot of comedies out there that go for squirms for their mm-hmm. laughs, make you uncomfortable. And most of those go for squirms where the characters just become completely improbable and absurd.
Yeah.
Where you're like, no one exists like that. No one would actually do that or put someone in that scenario. This didn't feel like these weren't real people to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I actually found, you're watching this and you're like, this is something that's plausible to happen.
Yeah.
and you really believe these people could find themselves in the scenario. So the uncomfortableness and the laughs that you have from it are more genuine than forced.
Yeah, I think, and I also give it a lot of credit because this premise is laden with low-hanging fruit.
Oh, yeah.
It could be, I mean, in the wrong hands in
Adam
say,
Sandler.
I yeah. was going to say Apatow, so
yep.
yes.
All right.
We're
we'll
in
take
agreement.
It.
Wait, is that not what Grown Ups was about? I thought that was just a fuck fest.
I feel like this could have just been, I mean, a brow lower than even our ancestors. But instead, this is, it's kind of a, you kind of have to think about a lot of, it. There are moments that a premise like this doesn't necessarily inherently have that makes you go, okay, I see, this isn't what I expected.
I guess what he's trying to say is we're all a little bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Boring compared to some of these characters.
Well, that's the one thing that was a little bit awkward is that the joke between me and some of my other friends is that on Parks and Rec, my boyfriend is Ben.
Okay.
Like, that is who he is.
I totally see that.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
It makes so much sense now.
And like, he created if he was the ever Cones of Dunshire?
Yeah, oh, dude, if he was ever unemployed, Cones of Dunshire would be built. Like, our whole living room would be fucked. So it was only mildly awkward in that way.
Okay.
This film.
Now, I have a completely different understanding of your relationship, so I'm sorry. all you had to say was Ben. All right, fair enough.
I
have to totally agree. I really liked it, and one of the things I liked about it is... although usually I'm a pretty classic, like, three-act script fan, like, I like resolution sure. to my story, that kind of thing, I can say pretty consistently with the Duplass films that it's never boring, it keeps moving, and it doesn't leave the realm of possibilities. I felt that way with Creep, I felt that way with this movie, and I also felt that way about Manson Family Vacation.
Which I have not seen.
Which is super good. I really enjoyed it, but... Yeah, it's the same kind of situation where you take this normal person, his brother's obsessed with the Manson family, and things kind of unravel, and you're like, how the fuck did we end up here? But you're like, you know, I could see it. But no, and so, yeah, I'd say that this film has that same kind of feel. It meanders a little, but it stays on topic, and it's weird, and ends up someplace weird, but you can kind of see it.
Yeah, no, nothing about it. In fact, there's a genuineness that comes towards the end that is punctuated by a very... forgot that that could happen.
Right. Sure.
Like, it's the perfect tension breaker and, like, way to pop that bubble, that inevitable bubble that's coming towards the end there.
Right.
With a nice little epilogue that, like, you're like, okay, I actually have almost a palpable sense of relief that this didn't go the way so many other of those type of comedies would go.
Sure.
I mean, they even have the opportunity for lots of little dick jokes because one of the characters has a very tiny penis and one of them has a very huge penis.
Let's go ahead and stop dicking around.
to a minimum.
The one thing that I think we can talk about, because you've already let the dick out of the bag, is the prosthetics they used for the dicks, which were fantastically lawful.
I almost yelled out. I loved you at Boogie Nights.
So bad.
Because, like, the crown around the ball sack of like, Heidi hair was just amazing.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what kind of happens if you don't manscape.
Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the latest hipster trend that we didn't know about.
Yeah. Well, that's just
beards are popular, man.
That's people true. From Seattle. You know.
That's why I always wear these knee length shorts.
Ah.
Yeah. It's just...
And that's why I have a girlfriend, because beards are in.
Have you heard the story on the Big Lebowski? When the day that his family, Jeff Bridges' family, came to visit, was the day they were doing the bowling leg dream, where he has to go underneath all the girls who are split legged, and so everybody knew this already, and he was really uncomfortable. He was like, what am I going to tell my kids? And like, no, they won't even know what's happening. So his wife and the actresses playing the woman who his legs were going under had set up like merkins. Like, I mean, they're wearing underwear, but they set it up so there was just giant amounts of pubic hair like poking out like all over the place and running down their legs and everything. So he'd be under there going like, what the
mother of God.
And it was all an elaborate joke on Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
They like they shaved something into it so that as he's going it's an animation. It's that horse running from the thing that spins.
But you're right, those were like, you would think fake penis technology would have come a lot farther by now.
Wow.
I know. That was, sentence
that
was
a loaded sentence.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. that sentence was a little premature, too, I realize.
Well, I'm glad that's a load off your mind.
But, you know, I mean, like, that is, like, about one of the only things I can even think of to bitch about this. I don't think this is going to be everybody's cup of tea, because it's not building, generally speaking, towards a series of set piece big jokes.
Right.
Really. It's a gradually growing sense of an unease that has to do with trying to be a member of civilized society who's also liberal enough not to freak out when somebody else is a little different than you are.
Right. It's funny because when you present it that way, it's almost, you know, in the same light as a horror movie. It's like, well, what do you do What do you do when your friends are these people?
Yeah. When you genuinely like them, but oh crap, what's happening?
Sure.
How do we carefully extricate ourselves from this situation without being the bad guys?
Right.
Well, they don't know anybody else, you know? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Where are they going to go?
Well, and if this guy truly is who he says he is in regards to the neighborhood, alienating themselves from him could be a terrible social...
Oh, because he's the mayor of the area.
Right.
Yeah, so they're going to get pressured into blowing that dude for sure.
Sooner or later, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You got to get that mayor dick.
And, you know, Taylor Schilling, come on, you know, how long is it going to be before she has sex with another woman? I mean, let's face it. We've seen Orange is the New Black. We knew it was only a matter of time. I wasn't displeased. Anyway, let's go to final thoughts, Joe.
I'm going to give it a 5-zies. I think that there were things that it could have explored. That it really didn't. I did like that it did give us a little bit of a loop, but as far as a topic like this, there are plenty of other things that it really could have gone into. But it wasn't offensive. It was fun. So, 5.
Is that 5 out of 5?
No, 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. Okay, that's an odd rating to say.
All right, 5.
I really liked it.
All right.
I give it half the rating. Yeah. That's 2.5 stars out of 4 is what you...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, 5 in the pink.
Is the pink a vagina?
It's whatever you happen to be inhabiting at the time.
Try not to put 5 in the pink. I think it's 2 in the pink, 1 in the...
Oh, thanks. Now we're going with socio-normative.
Guys, you have to be really forgivinging. They do not get out a lot.
It's true.
They're shut-ins. The tension builds.
Every lesson I ever had about sex started with the words, Dear Penthouse Forum.
Which, we need some more of those letters back. I gotta say, those were great.
Yeah. Ashley?
You know, I really liked it. I thought it was fun. I didn't know, so I didn't hear anything about this. I didn't know if I was expecting the direction it went or if this was going to be like a cheap thrills situation where I was going to start seeing like dogs being microwaved.
Spoiler.
Spoiler for a different movie. Was it microwaved or put in the oven or something? I don't remember.
I don't even remember now, but it's a great movie.
Oh my God, it is a good movie. Yeah. So I kind of went in with a clean slate, although having seen a lot of their other films, kind of did expect it to meander a little, and I was a little worried that it was going to start to feel like old hat. You know, I mean, I think they came out with like 3 films that kind of followed a similar sort of feel, and I have to say, I don't think it did. They kept it fresh, it was funny, kind of believable, lots of good jokes, good prosthetics like you guys covered. Good was in air quotes. You can't see that because it's a podcast. And seeing how as I was once invited into a saline pool at a party in LA, and then that's when I was like, I'm going home. Like, we're done. A saline pool, we're done.
I didn't even know there was such
a... California, it wasn't actually in LA, it was in San Francisco. But instead of having chlorine, they have saltwater pools. And they invite you over, and then there's a party, and then I left. But other people...
I don't know what happens after that.
So I'm going to give this film 7 out of 10 saline pool parties.
Michael?
I thought that this movie definitely surprised me. I knew it was going to be kind of an adult-rated sex comedy, which, when it comes to comedies, it's probably no surprise if anybody has spent any time with me at this point, that usually my taste in comedies goes closer to niche and less, you know, normal people doing fairly human things. See our R100 conversation.
Yeah, right. RE R100.
But
Big Ernest Goes to Camp fan.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Classic.
Yeah. I think that this movie definitely, it appealed to me in a lot of places I didn't expect it to. I felt like there were some insane...
So there's some self-discovery going on, is what you're saying.
Definitely got to set up some photography sessions when I get home. I thought that there were some genuinely surreal scenes that felt super... the massage parlor was one of the most bizarre and realistic things I could imagine seeing at the same time in a movie. And that kind of stuff really appealed to me. And also, I feel like Jason Schwartzman's character, especially in the earlier portion of the film, was so dead on with just everything he said was hilarious.
And his hat.
His hat. Yeah. So all of that said, you know, like I said, not my favorite type of comedy, but for the kind of comedy it is, I couldn't really expect a whole lot more. So I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 fucking killer oyster places.
Right? Well, they said one of them was killer.
Right. Yeah. So I guess what's that? 8 out of 10 oyster places, but 4 of them are killer.
Right, there you go. Yeah, I think I'm actually closest with you on this one, Michael. I'm not always the biggest fan of the style of film that evolved out of the mumblecore movement, which is definitely where director and writer Patrick Bryce came from, and where obviously the Duplasses came from. But it seems like if anything that still uses that technique is good, it's because the Duplasses are involved. Sure. Because those are the guys, they more or less invented it, and they're the one, they've kind of perfected it now. And which is kind of our Dogma 95 in a weird sort of way.
If Let's anybody go back who there. Knows
that obscure
Let's go
reference. It was the American Dogma 95. But
super true, actually, now that you mention it.
It totally
that's bizarre.
Is. But this does work because it does feel so real. Nothing about this feels like a Hollywood film, really. But it's all very nothing feels like improv or anything like that either. The script is very tight, but nothing feels, you never feel like you're building up towards a set piece. Like I said, you're just watching this night unfold and believing that these are real people and identifying with these people, even except for the guy with a small dick, because I have no idea what that's like. what?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Hold on. I gotta adjust. Okay. I really did enjoy this. I think at its worst, maybe that massage parlor sequence, even though you believed it would happen, it was almost like a pause in the middle of the movie.
It was.
You know, we were like, oh, I kind of liked it where everything was happening, where it felt like they were more trapped there.
I liked that the massage parlor scene because it made me go, I don't want to not be at the house. Can we please go back to the weird house?
Right, exactly. But, I think that this is it's a comedy very much for adults who like something, you know, people who like stuff that more along the line of Woody Allen's Hannah and Her Sister period of films, that sort of thing, but with a little bit dirtier of a feel to it. I give this 8 out of 10 hot tubs I probably wouldn't get into after these guys have been in it.
You know, you say that, but I saw the look in your eye when you said it, and I don't believe you.
It's true. I'd be gargling with the desalinated ex-sewage water. Yum.